Okay, so I'm going to get into the data and what was found in this study, but one other thing I just wanted to sort of put out there before we get into that, which is something I've kind of been thinking about, is the issue of adherence, and specifically adherence to a longer-term oral anti-cancer therapy, in this case, lenalidomide. And of course, that issue has been out there with myeloma because they give lenalidomide, forever in that situation. But there are other drugs now, novel agents that are being given. Sort of CML was an example, obviously, PARP inhibitors, endocrine and CDK inhibitors in breast cancer. Any thoughts or any data about adherence to longer-term lenalidomide in follicular lymphoma? To what extent, if any, is it an issue?
One of the problems with follicular lymphoma is that you've got a disease that in many patients, probably majority of patients, the disease will not take their life. And so this is very relevant, right? When you're talking about extended duration of therapy and side effects, even minor side effects, there's a lot less, the threshold for continuing on drug is much less than, for example, lung cancer, breast cancer, myeloma, where if the disease progresses, they're at significant risk. So I think that when you look at longer duration of therapies, and I think really when I think about that, I think more about the PI3 kinase inhibitors, BTK inhibitors than lenalidomide, because at least with lenalidomide, we have a fixed duration. Even if it could be 18 months in some patients, the end is in sight, right? And so you can often kind of get patients through that with dose adjustments, with potentially dose interruptions if they have a rash or diarrhea. And I think it's much easier to keep patients compliant when you have some end in sight. And we're seeing this now again with CLL and some of the other trials where they're looking at fixed duration of therapy. But with me, I haven't had a lot of issues with compliance with lenalidomide. And again, mainly because I really focus on the total duration of therapy with the patient. I tell them, okay, we're only going to go to 6 months or 12 months or 18 months. And I let them know that this is going to be response adapted. So if they have a great response, we could potentially stop early, or if they have a toxicity, we'll stop before 18 months.
So I want to get a little bit into the issue of toxicity after we talk about the data.